WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Boeing CEO is set to testify this afternoon before Senate lawmakers. ABC News has learned that Dave Calhoun will once again apologize and take full responsibility for the manufacturing issues at his company. This as another whistleblower steps forward, alleging that the plane maker has been cutting corners during production. That dome of high pressure sitting over much of the country, leading to extreme heat from the Midwest out through the Northeast. Breanne Tramwell went to the beach in Chicago.
Trying to beat the heat and bring the dog out to the beach, out of the apartment, because we don't have air conditioning in a real way yet. So this is kind of like the perfect solution to get her cooled off.
Cooling centers set up in several cities. President Biden is set to announce new actions on immigration today, including allowing some undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens to apply for lawful permanent resident status. Singer Justin Timberlake arrested on DWI charges on Long Island. This is ABC.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Court records say efforts to resolve the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against Milwaukee over its plans for protests during the Republican National Convention fell apart in mediation yesterday. The ACLU wants the city's extraordinary event ordinance for the RNC declared unconstitutional. The convention in Milwaukee starts in about a month. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today. It's his first Wisconsin stop since calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke with reporters shortly after that.
I find it kind of perplexing. I find it kind of strange that he would insult the largest city in Wisconsin because he's running for president.
Trump says he was referring to how Milwaukee handled the 2020 election. He's repeated lies that the election was stolen. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Thunderstorms can develop quickly, and knowing what to do and where to go can help you avoid dangerous lightning strikes. According to the National Lightning Safety Council, 14 people were killed by lightning in the United States and its territories in 2023. At least one person was killed by a lightning strike in the U.S. so far this year. Since 2003, there have been 10 lightning-related deaths in Wisconsin. There were none reported in the state last year. Today is Wisconsin Lightning Safety Awareness Day, and Ready Wisconsin encourages you to learn how to protect yourself while spending time outdoors. Tips on lightning safety can be found online at readywisconsin.wi.gov. Today's forecast calls for mostly sunny, hot, humid, and breezy conditions. Afternoon heat indices as warm as 95 degrees. A slight chance of shower, thunderstorm developing in late afternoon and a high of 92, with south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour and wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers lose in Anaheim. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing last night to the Angels 5-3. Milwaukee starting pitcher Carlos Rodriguez giving up those five runs, four earned. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
That's his second major league start. Yeah.
Do you feel like he took a step forward tonight, though, Murph?
And I think he's going to be a good pitcher. There's no question about it. But you got to have fastball command. You got to be able to throw the fastball in the zone when you want to. The leadoff walk to Adell there is, you know, unnecessary. And then what happened after that? I'm just got to control it a little better. But yeah, I think he's going to be very good.
Basketball. The Boston Celtics are the NBA champions. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88. Former Buck Drew Holiday now has his second championship ring.
They really embraced me when I first got here, and they made this game super easy. But the fans here are insane, man. I didn't expect it to be like this. I love you guys.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Windy, sunny, hot today. Highs in the low 90s. Humidity pushing the heat index into the mid to upper 90s. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low around 72. Slight chance of a storm late. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on your Wednesday, high of 83.
Right now, 77 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crudy going to recede to meet the front row Joes at the Trump rally. You better tune in. New friends and you, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax and take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a boy, settle down, and if you want, you can marry. Look at me, getting old, but I'm happy. I was once like...
All right, welcome back to a Tuesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, Sandy, what's music selection?
These are fathers, are songs about fathers. That's a song by Johnny Cash. Actually, the same song that Harry Chapin was singing, but Johnny was so good at lyrics, you know. When you listen to a Johnny Cash song, you knew every word that was being said.
Yeah, it's pretty plain from the perspective of his pronunciation of each word. You know, you can certainly tell who's doing the singing. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. Thank you for calling. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen, and appreciate Sandy's highlighting the fine men in our midst. So. Really enjoying that. Regarding the violence that's predicted, I attended the MATC roundtable panel discussion by Souls to the Polls yesterday, Wisconsin Democracy Now! And Dr. Kenneth O'Reilly, who is an author, he said that violence that's predicted by the MAGAs and, you know, Trump's followers, it's not unprecedented. And he gave numerous examples throughout our history of political uprising and violence. Thanks for addressing this.
Thank you. Sandy?
Well, she's right. I mean, you know, during the Depression, there was quite an uprising in the on the White House grounds and in the mall. And there have been in the past. So, I mean, it's not far-fetched to believe that it could happen. But our populace is heavily armed now. And the ability of our National Guard and others to deal with an uprising could be very difficult. I mean, I think January 6th was a bit of a taste of what it could be like to deal with a crowd of people who are both willful and potentially armed. So, you know, I think we have to be very careful. We have a fragile system that is dependent on norms, and we've allowed ourselves to get, I'm sort of harping on this norms thing, but from a lawyer's standpoint, we realize the extent to which the world has to live within rules that are unwritten. You can't have a rule that covers every circumstance, and we have to have a societal norm that allows us to understand what we do in all these different circumstances. And we have a situation now where people are busily breaking all the norms, the first norms of civility, of politeness, of respect. But it goes way beyond that, and it's now testing the edge of every legal envelope. And whereas it used to be viewed as kind of skeevy and questionable as to testing every legal edge of every envelope, now it's become the norm. You know, we have people who are standing up and defending someone who's been in thousands of lawsuits because he wins some of them. Okay, and he loses a bunch of them. And when he loses them, it's all because the system was rigged against him. Well, really?
You know, Sandy, you know, we're there now. And I wanted, you know, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And I was going to, you know, kind of move on, but now we're there. And Rose from Wauwatosa brought that up in some of the conversations we've been having this morning. Sandy, our nation is fragmented, and our nation is in trouble. Whether people want to accept it or not, this divide that is going on in our nation can't be good for the nation, for the peoples of this nation. It can't be good. And so the question becomes, how does it heal, Sandy? Who heals a fragmented nation? How are we going to be brought back together? Who's going to make those steps? What is the process to bring a fragmented nation back together, Sandy? I would say that once upon a time, religion might have been something that could have brought the people back together. When we were this so-called Christian nation and so many people were Christian, and so many people respected Christianity, Sandy, as that utopia that could bring people into reason. Well, guess what? Today, you know, more Americans view Christianity negatively than they ever did before. And you may say that a lot of it has to do with the guy who's standing before them and espousing Christianity from the perspective of evangelicals. And so we have to be clear. It's not all Christians who support Donald Trump. There's a segment of Christianity, evangelicals, who, you know, who see this thing completely different, Sandy. So religion is not going to be, I think, the arbiter to bring the nation back together, Sandy. What will?
Well, I would point out that at a time when our nation probably was predominantly Christian, in 1860, we had a civil war. Okay, we killed one another to the tune of 650,000 fatalities, I believe. So that didn't bring us together, and that's not to say that religion generally isn't a positive force for our living, but government and Christian government and religion don't mix very well and haven't mixed well. And the pioneers, the pilgrims who came to our country originally came because they understood that. That was one of the primary motivations for people leaving Europe and coming to these shores, was the notion that they did not want to live in a place where government and religion were confused and mixed together with one another. So what's going to bring us together? I think it's going to be a charismatic leader. I think it's going to be someone who can talk to the center of the country and coax the people on the edges of the country out of their hiding places, the places of fear that has driven them where they are, and will return the country to a place of civility that operates within norms, so that we begin to treat one another and treat the various rules, the natural law under which we live, as something that we're going to respect. And until we get there, I'm afraid that if we're all going to be testing norms, if we're all going to just violate the rules of civility as to how we deal with one another, then we're going to live in a very chaotic world, and a world that begs for an authoritarian government to put its thumb down upon us.
So, Sandy, what you just stated, there's no timeline for that. When you look at what is transpiring globally and the threats that we are facing globally, isn't it paramount that this coming together of the American people happens sooner rather than later?
what's happening in the world is paralleling what's happening in America in terms of fragmentation and politicization and swings between those who grab and hang on to democracy and those who want to replace it with something that's more authoritarian, more capable of doing things immediately. People who are frustrated with the difficulties and the messiness of democracy, their frustration is driving them in the direction of finding a strong person to rule them and presumably to do it benevolently. But benevolent rulers are few and far between. And that's the lesson of history that people are ignoring as they migrate towards this notion of having authoritarian leadership.
All right, let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to point out how, once again, CJ only picks and chooses what he wants to talk about. Funny how he didn't mention that after the church incident in Detroit, Trump's next stop was at a MAGA Turning Point rally that completely is against the blacks. They believe like even black men shouldn't even pilot a plane. They're that extreme. It's just amazing. And then, you know, with their message, Kellyanne Conway said there's 8,000 people at that church. That church maybe held 400 people if you look at the pictures, and it was only about 2/3 full. So, it's we got to get on the stick here and point throw out these stuff. I mean, obviously mainstream media isn't going to cover any of this. It worries me that they don't. I don't understand why they don't. What is their agenda on all this other than trying to keep people afraid so they can sell ads? I'll leave it at that.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, it's more than worrisome. As we continue to see, you know, where things are headed and, you know, Trump gets 4 years. Let's say Trump gets another 4 years, Sandy. Are those people who support him going to be satisfied after he leaves? You know, are they going to be clamoring for even more of what Donald Trump, you know, delivered?
Well, I can't mind read. I don't know what's on the minds of people generally, but and I think the political system is failing the people in terms of bringing them the candidate they want, because I think that the polls would show that both candidates are remarkably unpopular for people who are running for president. And so, you know, we have a systemic failure here. We also, I think, have a demonstration of the extent to which people put themselves before the general interest. We have two candidates, each one of whom could step aside for someone else, each one of whom has already been president, and each one of whom has chosen not to. Now we have to choose between them. And for me, the choice is clear, okay? If it's not easy, at least it's clear. And it has to do really with what will happen to our system of government based on the outcome.
All right, 844-967-2789 is Tuesday. It means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
All the time that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Do you
owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
News from the Center, WRCE.
There's a man at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile when he says to me, how's my child? I said that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man father. I think I'll color him love. Said I'm gonna color him father. I think I'll color the man love. Yes, I will.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas. At that same number, it's Tuesday. That means Tuesday with my co-host, Sandy Williams. And Sandy, the music again.
Yeah, Father's Day, just tributes to fatherhood, and that one is pretty good. I think every father hopes their son looks at them that way.
Well, that's his stepson.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, let me, hey, Sandy, as I live and breathe, we've got a guy on the line that I think you may know, Mike Krupp.
Oh, I'll be damned.
Hey, good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. Listening to you on the Beast of the East, 5:40 a.m. this morning, as I find my way down to Racine and Donald Trump, and I'm going to meet all the front row Joes and hang out with the MAGA faithful for a couple hours, Earl.
Hey, Crudy, how do you... How do we overcome this, right? How do we eventually overcome this?
Well, the only way I ever get along with these people is usually a campfire and a 12-pack of beer. But, I'm going to try going semi-sober and see how that works out. But, Earl, you know, quite frankly, the only thing that ever seems to bring us together as a nation is tragedy.
Right.
You know, something like 9/11. When you look at the public support for President George W. Bush, of all people, had the highest polling support of any time in the American presidency since they've been doing polling. And that was immediately after 9/11. And, of course, he squandered it. But there is nothing that's going to bring the American people together short of a common foe or a shared tragedy that we, the American people, all feel the pain of. And, you know, I kind of joked on the inside, but I think the only thing that would bring us together, gentlemen, is like an alien invasion. And I'm talking about like from outer space. Maybe that would bring us together.
Yeah, I think War of the Worlds, we, you know, that radio broadcast, were it to come true, would have us all working shoulder to shoulder very quickly. Actually, it would create world peace and world unification. But there's got to be a better way, you know, and a more likely way, or otherwise we're banking on the impossible.
Well, you know, Crew, they're cutting resources to Space Force. So this is not a good time for there to be a, you know, an invasion. Go ahead, Crew.
Gentlemen, let me ask you, though, because I know you're both very personable guys. As human beings, when you go out there in the world, I mean, I don't find any circumstance generally, and I know I like to talk to you, I like humanity, I like people, I like their stories, and I don't find myself necessarily looking at the world through the prism of politics that only comes in through the media, and we're both in media, well, we're all in media now, but you know what I mean? It's only when we start through the prism of politics that we disagree with most of our neighbors.
Right.
But, you know, if your neighbor's got a flat tire out there, you don't ask him for his Democratic Party card before you help him change his tire. You know, that's not the way I think. Even the MAGAs, and I heard one of your, CJ must have called you this morning, even CJ in real life is not a half bad guy, and he would help me change a tire if I had a flat. But he's a complete troll on the radio. You know what I mean? Like, he becomes, and he told me, and it, he said, you know, I get all worked up, I get all whatever, but that's not the real, even the real CJ. CJ the troll is CJ all worked up because he finally got on the radio after waiting on hold for an hour and a half. And then he, you know what I mean? But the real CJ, who I spent like an hour interviewing, going into Thanksgiving weekend, you know, loves his kids,
yeah,
loves his grandkids. You know what I mean?
Well, you know,
the rest of us do, and that's the shared humanity. I just haven't lost faith in the humanity of our neighbors. But if all we do is we start from, you know, what's your politics? What's your religion? Well, yeah, that seemingly drives the what?
Well, you know, Sandy, I mean, I know the Crudy, you know, you've been to I don't know how many Trump rallies, and you've seen how these very people you're talking about act at Trump rallies. It's an amazing thing because, you know, people who probably don't act that way when they're in the Trump rally, man, it's, you know, something snaps.
I don't see bad behavior at the Trump rallies per se, but what I see is sort of that, you know, it's
all for one and one for all.
Well, it's weird because they show up almost like fans. They're already wearing their jerseys, Trump 45 and all that stuff. You know, they're wearing their colors like you do when you go to a Packer game. But it's funny because unlike a Packer game, plenty of people bleed out of Trump rallies. He makes them wait 4 or 5 hours. By the time he finally gets around to speaking and he rambles for an hour and a half, there's plenty of people that leave early. They're old. They go home. You know, so he's not so transfixing that everyone's just there. It's more like they've gone to the circus and and he's the ringleader, the ringmaster.
Yeah, and it seems to me that circus is the right word, or it's more like, it reminds me of the World Wrestling Federation. If the people are going there and it isn't about actuality, it's about the show. You know, people go to wrestling, World Wrestling, and they know it's not actual fighting, but they buy it, you know, and they get excited about it, really excited about it, and angry about it. And I have a sense that there's a lot of that going on, acting out about things that Donald Trump relates to as symbolic of. And but I would definitely agree that if we could dispense with politics, we could probably get back to norms in terms of how we behave with one another, and we could probably more quickly return to civility. It's really in the field of politics. But this area of norms, of normal behavior, and not testing the legal limits of things, politics has taken us there.
Hey, Crute, thank you very much for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Always good to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Guys, hang on the phone lines. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with Sandy Williams, my co-host, and you.
He married my mother, and he took us in. And now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I've got to color this man, father. I'm gonna color him love. I've got to color him, father. I believe I'll color this man love. He's just been so good to me. I know I've got to color him love. I'm gonna color him father.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who brought guns to the state capitol twice last fall will spend a month in jail. Joshua Plesnick brought a handgun to the governor's office in October. He was arrested, posted bail, and came back with an assault rifle after the Capitol building was closed. Plesnick was sentenced last week. Small family farms want more help from Washington for conservation programs. Barb Kalbaugh runs a small farm in Iowa. She says large factory farms currently benefit from a double standard.
Industrial scale factory farms, even though they're industrial scale, they do not have to go by industrial standards. They go by ag standards. And that's why we have the problem with pollution that we have. That should be addressed in the farm bill.
Large farm operators maintain they're always looking for cleaner, safer ways to do business. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to help native pollinators during Pollinator Week this week and throughout the rest of the summer and fall. A pollinator is any animal that visits flowering plants and transfers pollen from flower to flower, which helps plants grow fruits and seeds. Most of Wisconsin's pollinators are insects like bees, butterflies, and moths. Wisconsin's pollinators also include hummingbirds and some beetles and flies. In addition to supporting rare pollinators, flowering plants provide food to common pollinators, other insects, people, and wildlife. They also support healthy ecosystems that clean the air and stabilize soil. Despite the importance of native pollinators, many are facing population declines. Governor Tony Evers warns against a second term for Donald Trump. For the former president holds a rally in Racine this afternoon. Monday, during a roundtable in Madison alongside Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Evers said a second Trump term would be detrimental. And that's what you need to know.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Jordan Peele tweeted that his next movie will not be released until October of 2026. The original release date was scheduled for December of 2024. The delay was caused in part by the writers and actors strike last year. There is not much else to report, as Peele and the studio are keeping everything on the QT. The project is currently titled Untitled Fourth Film, directed by Jordan Peele, no lie, and will be distributed by Universal. It seems Ben Affleck is only interested in marrying and divorcing women named Jennifer. TMZ reports Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are headed for divorce as Ben spent Father's Day with Jennifer Garner, his ex-wife. To help make sense of his breakup and help Americans deal with the trauma, TMZ is putting out a new documentary on Hulu called J-Lo and Ben, Missed Warning Signs. Oh, please make it a miniseries. TMZ is employing the help of Oprah Hasbin's Dr. Phil and Dr. Drew to inform us why the relationship didn't work, but most of all, why we should care. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Windy, sunny, hot today. Highs in the low 90s. Humidity pushing the heat index into the mid to upper 90s. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low around 72. Slight chance of a storm late. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on your Wednesday, high of 83.
Right now, 77 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel commentator James Causey for our newest segment. What's on your mind, James? Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
you know, Sandy, Papa was a Rolling Stone. It's going to take about 5 minutes to get to the bridge.
I know, but words, you don't get to any words.
But it's a great choice. It's a great tune. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesdays with Sandy Williams. Let's go right back to the phone lines. And Mark from Sussex, good morning to you, Mark. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call. I got to call BS on Sandy because 4 years ago he was saying the same thing after Donald Trump's first presidency, that we need somebody that's a unifier, somebody that's got charisma, somebody that's going to bring this country together. So you, what you're saying is you want to give Joe Biden a do-over? Because I can tell you the last 3.5 years, we have been more disunified than ever before, if you ask me.
Hey, Mark, were we unified under Donald Trump?
No, and I'm not saying that's the right answer either. But you want a do-over. But you want the same do-over.
Well, don't you want a do-over with Donald Trump?
Well, it was more unified in our foreign affairs and all the other, and our border and all the other stuff. Yes, internally, probably not. And I'll give you that. But I see all the disunity all across this world now that Joe Biden's in charge.
So, Mark, hang on. Let Sandy respond. You call him out. Go ahead, Sandy.
Well, first of all, I don't remember that whole process because I'm not sure I ever viewed Biden as necessarily a unifier. But I think he has been one internationally for sure. He's reclosed a whole bunch of the alliances which were breaking down. Trump was interested in breaking up NATO and basically moving back in the direction of isolating the United States. I happen to be in agreement with having the United States having a less adventuresome foreign policy, but not at the expense of alliances or reasonable relationships with the great powers in the world. Number one, number two, I think it takes two to tango. It takes two to be unified. And I would say that much in the same way that we had a lack of unity during the Obama years, which were primarily caused by total intransigence associated with the Republican Party during his second 2 years, I think that we've had intransigence in Washington and a great deal of hyperbolic language and behavior on the part of those who are out of power. So, you know, I don't understand the people who want to attack Biden for being someone who hasn't unified the country. I think his effort has been to do that. He's actually passed a substantial amount of bipartisan legislation, something that never happened during the Trump years. So, you know, I just think we need to call spades spades. We need to talk factually. But if we simply adopt talking points, we aren't going to get anywhere.
So, Mark, I'll let you respond.
Okay. What a bunch of crap, because, again, he ran 4 years ago that he's not Donald Trump. He's the one. He's been in Congress for 40 blank years, whatever. He can, and he's got all these relationships across the aisle. I'm going to be the unifier. I'm not Donald Trump. I'm somebody else. I can get things done with the Republican Party. And I'm going to call you out on that again, Sandy. There's been a lot of stuff that has not been approved by both parties. So, and again, I'm not saying it's just and it's Republicans as much as Democrats. I'll give you that as well.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. Sandy? Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, morning all. That was a pitiful attempt by that guy. Do I remember hearing right that one of the last Trump rallies, they found on Craigslist that the Trump campaign was paying people to show up? Seems to me I heard that. I think I heard it on Stephanie Miller.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. And so, you know, his alliances are people, like you look at that pack of senators and congressmen that he was with the other day. Most of them, like Mitch McConnell, you know, he had called Trump out as a traitor after January 6th, but all of a sudden he's kissing him up again. So it's, to me, there's nothing but extortion involved in this. And if you know about how Caesar was stabbed, it wasn't just by Brutus. You look at the old paintings, there are about 25 guys standing around Caesar, each of them putting in a dick. And Donald Trump has never made alliances with anybody. He's ripped them all off, including his own lawyers and his own kids and everybody else. And for that guy to think that Donald Trump's even going to be loyal to him, we're trying to save your life, lad.
Hey, David, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what?
Hey, good morning. I'm always amazed at the Trump supporters that call and say, well, Joe Biden said he was going to be a unifier. He's tried. He can't make people fall in line, especially if they're listening to someone that's telling them not to. I mean, we had a bill for the border that they had a heavy Republican politician that was all for it. And Donald Trump said, well, no, we can't do that because I need to be able to run on that. And they all jumped in line and said, well, no, we don't want to do this. And then all they want to do is complain about it. I mean, Joe Biden has done everything he could to unify the country. Even with the infrastructure package, they voted against it, but they'll be there for ribbon cutting ceremonies saying, look what we did.
Hey, Charles, I can't disagree with anything you said, Sandy.
No, like I said, it takes two to tango. And in order to be unified, people have to be willing to be unified. I do think the bipartisan bill dealing with border issues is the most glaring example of politics, particularly Trump politics, trumping the notion of bipartisan behavior.
Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, real quick, all the violent threats and much of the disruption of our MAGA influence. Remember, Kyle Rittenhouse is MAGA.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's pretty clear and simple. But I want to get to something very, very, very important that I think we've touched on a little bit, but it is so critical. And I think that we should stop dead tracks in our election process right now. Until we have signatures on a contract to where all candidates must sign off on certified election results. On Saturday's Detroit, I think Trump, again, reiterated the corruption, or you can't trust our elections, they're corrupt. It was loud and clear, and all the pundits that are asking the questions to a smattering of Republicans, if they will, do they agree to accept the results? None of them are giving them an answer, certainly not a straight answer. So in my opinion, we need to disarm the right. And Donald Trump, on this one issue right now, even before we go into the election, we can stop it. We can require them to sign off on a certified election.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it, Mike.
Well, then that we should put that spotlight on them. I mean, what do you mean? What are we doing here? You know, why are we going through the motions if we're not going to honor the results? That's the first critical requirement of a republic, is the transfer of power, for crying out loud. And if they can't accept that single premise, boy, it's inevitable that we're going to have a big problem here at the election.
Sandy?
Well, that's the whole basis for the post-election talk of civil war. I mean, if a party won't accept the outcome of an election, and one that's been adjudicated and certified, then the only option is going to be taking to the streets, and that's the horror of it.
Let's go to Brendan again from New Jersey. Brendan, you say what?
All right, I'm going to say it. Delusional. They're delusional. I agree with you all, okay? I'm not going to guess anymore. Same talking points with somebody who calls, Biden's responsible for all the wars in the world, everything bad that's going on in the world. We tried to help Israel, but now we're the bad guy because Israel's, you know, slowly killing way too many Palestinians. the economy is his fault. You know, it's all the same talking points with them. It just doesn't make any sense. But even going to a deeper cause that we have to look at, the Supreme Court, if we don't get our hands wrapped around the Supreme Court and get some kind of equality in the Supreme Court and take care of the corruption that's going on in one part of our government where there are no checks and balances, there are no laws written that say we can do this or we can do that. And maybe Sandy can straighten me out on this. But, man, that scares me more than anything, because they've taken way too long to decide whether this man has immunity. Okay? He doesn't have immunity. Nobody does. Nobody is above the law. So all you Trump fans out there that are listening to the show, please call in and explain to us why this man should have immunity. And please explain to us your favorite points of Project 2020.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, with a 6-3 leaning conservative Supreme Court, the chances of changing things on that level, the two oldest justices are Alito and Clarence Thomas. And so, you know, realistically, Sandy, the only way that things are going to change on the Supreme Court in the coming years, barring, you know, some unforeseen, you know, health issues with justices, is to stack the Supreme Court. It's the debate, the conversation was had several years ago, whether or not Democrats could stack the Supreme Court. And that was met clearly with people pushing back and saying, no, we can't do it, because if we do it, the Republicans are going to do it. And then how many justices are we going to have? Sandy, how do you even address the Supreme Court?
Well, it's going to have to address it itself, or it's going to lose. I mean, it's part of the crumbling of our system, right? I mean, the Supreme Court is very fundamental to the survival of our democracy, and it needs to behave in a manner that prolongs the democracy and doesn't jeopardize it. And I think Justice Roberts actually sees this. I just think his problem is in grabbing a hold of it and figuring out how to implement the steps necessary. It's a very troublesome thing.
You know, Sandy, all of these things are clearly troublesome, and we're waiting to see who's going to fix it. You know,
To be honest with you, I think we need a reawakening of basic morality and basic rules of common norms. And, you know, in another show we can talk about it. But I thought that the news that came out that said that the U.S. had secretly been carrying out a disinformation campaign about Chinese vaccines and about foreign vaccines was a very compelling demonstration of the extent to which we, our country, and it started during the Trump administration, was called off by Biden after several months in office. But the fact that we would be involved in social media in such a negative way is a demonstration of the extent to which we've lost our moorings.
So, Sandy, on the other side, experts reveal trillions spent on stock buyback post Trump tax cuts. 844-967-2789. Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
News from the Center, WRCE.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy killing the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show this morning. It's Tuesday, and so Tuesday with a fast moving and really, you know, great Sandy Williams this morning, and you, the listening audience, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Thanks for your show. You really do a great job. I think we have to push for a standard of morality in our country for all politicians across the board. And it's honesty, integrity, diplomacy, humanitarianism, and we have to rank them all against that. But I'm going to circle back to something you said a while back, Earl, about Joe Biden. Let's talk infrastructure, let's talk economy, let's talk the border, let's talk all he has done for all of that. And when they say the border, what has he done for the border? He gave Republicans everything they wanted, and they still acted like a bunch of little kids and would not do what they wanted to do because of their childlike agenda. And the way and the retribution and getting even and all that stuff and scam investigations, we have to show the country. The world, I think, recognizes Trump for what he is. But I'm not so sure people in our country, they're swayed by all the negativity, the Fox nonsense and garbage, Newsmax, all that. But you shine a light through all of it, Earl. And thanks for you and Sandy. Have a great
day. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for those encouraging words. So Sandy, so it turns out that the great tax break that Donald Trump gave to corporations, the largest buybacks, stock buybacks in history, took place. What's to say that it's not going to be any different this next time around?
Well, it won't be any different. I mean, the fact is that when you get a tax deduction, you end up with a lot of cash, and a lot of cash you didn't used to have if you're a corporation. Then you have to look around and figure out what is the investment I can make that will have the most positive impact on my price per share for my stockholders. And if you aren't in a growth business, if you aren't in a business that has lots of good opportunities for positive returns on investment, the best thing you can do to improve the value of your stock is to buy back some stock. And so that's what happened. You know, the fact is that we had a bunch of businesses that didn't need to have higher profits so they could invest more, which was the selling point for the tax cut. Like, we're gonna reduce taxes on corporations so they can invest more in America so we can experience the trickle down. Okay. Well, that's why trickle down doesn't work, because when you give a corporation more cash, they've got to figure out the thing they can do with that cash that is likely to have the best impact on the value of their stock. And unless they're in a young, growing business, unless they have a lot of good investment opportunities, and if they had those good investment opportunities, they would make those investments with the higher tax rate. So all you're giving them by lowering the tax rate is the opportunity to invest in less attractive investments than they otherwise would be making, and they don't make those.
So, Sandy, when was the last time that the tax rate for businesses in America was 15%?
I can't tell you. That's going back to a level that I think it probably hasn't been forever. But
so that's what he's pushing for.
There's many corporations, however, the biggest ones, who don't even pay 15% today because of the nature of the industry they're in. Very few oil, for instance, companies pay anything like 15% tax because of the oil depletion allowance and the other tax breaks they get. So this is a lot of this is just jawboning, and it's catering to it's essentially telling tip earners they aren't going to be taxed on their tips. First of all, lots of tip earners don't pay taxes on a lot of their tips anyway because they don't report them, much the same way that lots of corporations don't pay the stated tax rate on their income because they don't pay that level of tax.
Let's bring CJ. Oh, he's gone. Okay. So Sandy, we clearly, listening to people from both sides. I have to say it, the people who are on the side of President Biden and Democrats seem to have more factual information, about what they're talking about than the other side of these things.
Well, I read an interesting analysis of the why it is that Trump has such ardent followers. And one of the analyses was that it's not so much what Trump is doing for his followers, it's what he's doing to the people that the followers don't like, okay?
Right.
He is attacking the establishment and the parts of the establishment that the people who so ardently follow him are very upset about. So he's really an attack dog. He's not someone who's bringing them benefits or doing things that are going to improve their lot. He's basically fighting the windmills that they want. They'd like to see fought. It's Don Quixote, it's not humorous like the Don Quixote novel, Cervantes.
Well, Sandy, I do this 5 days a week, and hear both sides of the equation, and not just here on the airways, but the things I read, and I have to tell you, Sandy. One side, it seems to be dealing with reality. The other side seems to be dealing with some illusion.
Well, I think one side is much more focused on social realities, and the other side is much more focused on economic and policy realities. And so, one side's fighting a social war, and one side is trying to govern the country. And that's, I think, a big difference.
Hey, Sandy, great show today and great music choice. I'll see you again on Friday. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you to the listening audience. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks for hanging with us. Up next, Matt Nair on the air and Jane Mattner and Greg Bott. Stay cool. A boy was just like me. And the cats in the cradle and the silver.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio joins us at 10:33 in the 11 o'clock hour, a round of the good, the bad, and please tell me that's not true. Join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.